I have to bring you to another level of praying. It's a level that very few knows about. And I think it's one of the greatest hindrance to a commission or agenda. There are agents that are assigned to stop God's work as a whole, as a ministry in our personal life. Tonight you'll find out there's some things stopping you personally that you have to deal with them a certain way for them to give up, okay? Sadly to say, in the word of faith, the Baptists in various ways, we have not been taught this aspect of spiritual battle. And because of it, enemies have been able to lay low and still do their work, and we were not stopping them to a certain degree. I can assure you, everything that has been a hindrance in your life, I'm just going for a few minutes to pray with you about this. This is prophetic insight of spiritual warfare. Prophetic insight of spiritual warfare, okay? Very few people in the body of Christ knows about this. And as we dig and study and pray and seek God's face, God begin to show us some things. I'm going to show you some things you have no idea . Turn to the 94th Psalm. No one would want this to touch them because they don't recognize what it means. If you don't know what something means, then it's no good to you. The first 7 verses of this psalm declares clearly that the intercession of vengeance upon those who try to block God's people, God's commission, it was Elijah that they made fun of, and the Baths et bunch of them up, and then Paul was ministering to a leader, and this man tried to block it, and he went blind. You remember that? Yeah. Uh-huh. So this intercession of vengeance is to cut off all who have an agenda to block the commission of God. You will see the difference on that. We're just going to pray a few minutes about it. Very few know about this. They think it's wrong. But it's not, because there are some enemies that are not going to stop unless somebody with authority stop them. On your own, in your own personal life, some place you have not gotten your breakthrough is because of that. You have to invoke vengeance upon that person or people who are not going to change. They just got to be stopped. Vengeance, actually, I asked my secretary to look it up, it's a punishment inflicted, a retribution exactly for an injury or wrong. Now, you get a little concept of it in Isaiah, we'll go to a psalm here, but in Isaiah 54:17, you have a concept there that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned in judgment. And he said, this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Now, if you don't know what that means, you think you're walking out of love, you think you... No, there's something just got to be stopped. And if someone don't know how to invoke vengeance, they just stay there year after year, year after year, year after year, hindering God's work and hindering God's people. We know, I know, that this church at the bottom and the balcony should have been full a long time ago. We had it full at the other church, but it's agents, and it used some human being, has been set up to say things, to do things, to block things, and if we don't deal with them, they won't be dealt with. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Now, look how plain it is said here, and we'll pray a while. Look how plain it is said here in Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vineyard belongeth. And it repeats itself in that first verse. Say, O God, to whom vineyard belongeth. What is that? Show thyself. The footnotes in one of my old study Bible is shine forth. When you say show yourself, shine forth. Somebody trying to put the light out. For years against this ministry, I just find out what's happening. People trying to put the light out to people who trying to see their way. That's over forever. Yeah. You should never let me find out about this vengeance intercession. I'll take care of it. You do your part, all right? But the Lord's light can't shine forth when there are people who blocking it, camouflaging themselves in the service as if they're with it. Waiting on whom they can find, they can leap on. And they're set for 13 or 14 years and won't say a word. Just looking, they're like a prey, waiting for the opportunity to catch somebody off base, catch somebody weak, and lead them astray. Proud vengeance, everything that's been hindering your life, everything that's been holding you back, I tell you what, they better get you out their mouth. Better get your family out their mouth. Everything concerning you after the night, they better hurry up and get it over with. They better spit everything out before these next few minutes. The reason I say it's prophetic insight, the church somewhat got kind of lazy and just falling in love with everybody. And people who need to be dealt with, they don't deal with them. Unscripture. Unscripture. People who need to be dealt with need to be dealt with in the spirit. You know what I'm talking about? In the spirit. Because you remember the Bible says that Satan can transform himself as an angel of light? Huh? Yeah, so if we don't have anybody in the earth's realm or anybody in a commission or vision that know how to invoke vengeance upon those who are not going to change, they're just going to vex and vex and vex and block and block and block. Notice, so we want the Lord to shine forth. The Lord cannot shine forth unless someone know how to stop the blocker. Whatever you bind on earth. We down here being cute, you know, being soft. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. So it must be something need to be bound. Notice now these 7 verses, I want you to study them. We don't have a whole lot tonight, but I want to just train you some. I got these notes. Not everybody in church is of God. Now, you're putting your note, Job 1:6. When the angel came in the presence of the Lord, Satan also came with them, the Bible said. Then I heard out of this man's mouth, there are people hanging around here who are direct agent of the devil. Well, I've seen it over the years. I've seen agents at this church. They hung a long time. You better know that. They're looking for who to trap. They're looking for who to hit. They're looking for families to break. Marriage to break up. Remember what Romans 8:26 said? I'll go back to Simon. You remember Romans 8:26 said? Go ahead and look at it. You remember what it said? time, we don't know how we ought to pray. In other words, listen to these words coming out of my mouth. We will not argue with evil no more. Evil must submit. We'll beat it and break it in pieces. We're not going to ask evil, but you have mercy on us. All right. Now, look at this psalm. We'll pray in a minute. Look at this psalm 94:2 now. The word lift means rise. Rise up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the prior. Now it says, rise up, repay with punishment those who have become agent to block answers that I've sent to the church and to people. Verse 3, Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? What a question. How long shall they utter and speak hard things? Verse 4, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. Now, the believer, because of not knowing, has not dealt with this properly. Therefore, for years and years and probably hundreds of years of church, the wicked been doing that. And the church had not dealt with it. Now, in my own personal life, I've seen, I won't scare you too bad. 5 or 6 people died. I know why they died. The Lord told me. Getting too close, they'd gone too far. Now, invoking vengeance is to let God people go. People who love God. We're not talking about some imperfection you got. We're talking about just doing right up against God's work, saying things, blocking, having group meeting, all kind of stuff. They're all about to be cleared up. You better, if you're knowing them, you better call them. Because this is it. I know it. I run through the house. My wife was running around with me this afternoon. I ran through the house and I'm almost hollering. Because there are too many clouds hanging over what God wants done. They all be cleared up in the name of Jesus. You watch the difference in this church, son. You know, we've been having some good service, haven't we? You watch Sunday. You watch Sunday. Watch. Listen. How long shall they utter and speak hard things and all the wicked of the nigger boast themselves? Till next few minutes. Against this commission. Against this vision. Against this people. They don't have them on a few more minutes. Now I'll tell you, I'll go higher than that. I prophesy that it's over. Now, don't be disturbed when you start hearing some things. So, I know what that is. Don't be disturbed. That means they were not intending to change. No respect for mercy. No respect for grace. No respect for kindness. Well, it's fine. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy inheritance. God. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, oh, what they say in verse 7. Now look what they're saying. The law shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. I looked at that verse. Regard it mean the Lord would pay no attention to it. And it had been so that the Lord has not paid attention to it because he had not somebody here on earth who can get their attention to attend to it. You'll see swift changes in your life, in your prayer, and you'll see swift changes in the ministry to the glory of God. The enemy has to be stopped. And if we don't stop him, God can't stop him. And so I would pass it on to the 72 churches under me. I'm going to Baltimore. I might stay in Baltimore Saturday morning and go ahead on and get them set up because I know things are, everything is happening the same way. Because very few men know what I'm training you this afternoon. Your own personal life, you invoke vengeance. You see, now it sounds like you're not walking in love, but you've got to stop this stuff. See, it's got to be stopped. That man was going to hold a man from being saved. And that blindness came on him. He couldn't find his way. And the man saw it, and the man got saved. All right? Now, I'll read a few more things to you. Take down Matthew 13:27-28. Did you not sow good seed? Why is it growing tear? He said, our enemy done this. Okay. Listen to this statement. This is so powerful. Listen to this statement. We're going to undo everything the enemy is doing against you and this church tonight. In a few moments, we're going to pray. We're going to undo it. Understand that the Holy Spirit, he is the spirit of vengeance. Until he stopped the enemy by vengeance. And because of not having that vengeance invoked, a lot of people don't believe the gospel. Paul cursed this man. You should be blind for a season. And the darkness came upon him, remember? Looking for someone to lead him about. And the deputy believed when he saw what was done and was astonished. Now, Ananias and Sapphira. That was God's vengeance. That was the spirit vengeance. Against people who were blocking God's word. Watch this. More often than not, until vengeance answer, the captives are not allowed to God. I'm going to go over that again because you're listening. Won't you listen? Most often than not, until vengeance answer, the captives are not allowed to God. In other words, if that agent that is against the commission that God have signed in a certain area to a certain people, if that people don't deal with it, that agent can block out those people. This is what I'm about to say now. So every force that is holding down anyone ordained for eternal life in this church and through your prayer, come to naught. You're praying for a lot of people. Everyone resisting the salvation of the people that God have ordained for this ongoing revival season, that anointing come on you tonight to take care of it. Judgment will land on those forces tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Every blocking force. Turn to Isaiah 34:8. Tonight, or today, the day of vengeance have come. To cut off every person, every spirit, every agent that blocked God's commission. I'm really afraid for some people. Isaiah 34:8, you got it? For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. Let me turn that a minute. Oh my God. Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute here. Oh my. Read it over and over till you get it. I'll be right back. Wait. Oh my God. Read it over. Look at it. How many seen it? Now, let me see how honest they're going to walk in here. How many of y'all knew it was something else needed to be done? All right. Prophetically, you're being shown how to protect your family. Because around every home, there's an assignment. And if somebody don't invoke vengeance, judgment on it, it's just going to stay there. I don't care how much you pray. I know they've been around this church for years. We've been having a good service stuff, but there are hindrances to people who need to be under this type of fellowship. But religion and tradition have blocked them for years. But this is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. The controversy there means for the cause of Zion. All right, I don't know, we need to pray. I just can't see God not long. All right, right now, 2 Kings. Chapter 2, verse 23 and 25, that's Elijah and the two bears. You need to have that. You need to have that. Acts 13:8-12, that's when that man was struck blind for trying to block the things of God. Acts 13:8-12, we'll pray a few minutes. I'll teach you more about this in the days to come. But they've gotten away with this long enough. Those of you who got in a little later, I want you to read the 94th Psalm. I want you to pay close attention to the first 7 verses. I want you to recognize that all your prayers and praise and revelation you've received over the years, that still was an enemy blocking some things that God wants you to have. I want you to know that we have the right to invoke vengeance on anything or anybody trying to stop God's work. All right, so y'all take that Psalm 94. Let's pray a few minutes. Psalm 94. But I'm telling you right now, everything about to be cleared up. And there's some long prayers you have prayed. There's some things that were supposed to get to you that haven't got to you because that vengeance was not invoked it by you because we didn't know how to do it. You can't be cute about everything. You got some things you got to deal with. Vengeance is punishment inflicted or retribution exacted for an injury or wrong. And so one more time, there are agents of the enemy. Agent of the enemy that come against a commission or vision, You know, you got your a husband and a wife, a family. You got a vision at your home, I hope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's something y'all trying to accomplish, I hope.
Yes.
Y'all not just living in a house.
No.
Well, this revelation of prophetic insight of taking vengeance, invoking vengeance. Remember that woman in Luke, and she asked the judge to avenge her? She didn't even talk to the enemy. Let's pray. Let's see, can we pray Isaiah 54:17. Let's see, can we pray that. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you shall what? Huh? Now, wait a minute. My wife always checked me on this scripture. My wife always checked me on this scripture. She checked me here. Thou shall condemn. Thou shall condemn. It's the same way, it's the same way, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind it, but you got to bind it. And so we become friendly with something that seems like it don't want to leave. Like the woman told the dog, go back to the house. Go back. He is barking with his tail. She go look for it. He come. Go on back to the house. He just keep going. Go back to the house. Put his tail between his legs and went back home. Now you finna put the enemy tail between his legs. You go back home. You see, thou shalt condemn. If you don't condemn it, it will not be condemned. Then it says the last part. Look what the last part says. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord and their righteousness. You mean to tell me he talking about condemning something in the same sentence? Talking about righteousness? All right, do the best you can. Psalm 94:1-7, and then that voice. Come on, y'all get around the altar. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Today we take authority and we invoke the spirit of vengeance on everything and anyone who try to stop this commission, stop this vision, stop any pushing in the sound of my voice, stop this work you've called us to do. They are stopped now. According to Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 94:1-7, they say you wasn't going to do nothing about it, but you could not do nothing about it because we wasn't doing nothing about it. But today, we release the spirit of vengeance against everything that's been blocking us. Every agent that has been set to keep us from being productive. Oh, my. Kasatoro Basha. Look at those voices as you pray. Shata ko shata. Shata ko rabasata. Rabasatata. It stopped. It stopped now. Shakasatata. I say it stopped. It stopped now. In the name of Jesus, Koshata, Rabba Kosheti. Look at Isaiah 34:8. Keep praying. In this commission, in this ministry, the day of invoking vengeance against things that are trying to stop God's work has come. It's the day of the Lord's vengeance. And they hear recompense for the controversy of Zion, trying to control Zion. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Shata korobasata, rasaka shatata. You take them voices and speak them over your ministry and break what's been blocking it. Psalm 94, shata, with vengeance. Rasaka shakata robasata. Oh, Rabba Sata, Koshuka. Oh, Rabba Saka, Tata. Zokota la Rabba Sata. Yarabba Shako Tata. Proba Sata, Taka Shata. Rabba Baba Sakoshi. Ebrasta Teke Sokosha. Akata Rabba Sata. In the name of Jesus. Herakatato. Oh, Rabba Kasata. Kasha ya 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 ya. We take authority. In the name of Jesus, Kotata. Rabbi, you will not rule, you will not reign, you will not block. Shakata Tarabasata. We'll take authority in Jesus' name. Oh, katarabaya. It's over. Katarabasata. It's over. Chakatarabaya. Oh, him sokaba. Wisakapalea. Hekaleko yaya. Chukalabaya. It's over. Katarabasa. She got Taraba. My God. My God. Oh, Rabashata. Yondre Boshakata. Oh, Rabashatata. Hold up. Hold up. Who in y'all understand what we're doing? This is new to the body of Christ. The body of Christ have not known this. This is an area or territory where the enemy been holding us. Because we think vengeance is wrong. You think the devil think it's wrong? When he blocking your prayer, blocking your help, blocking your money, blocking your family, blocking your children, blocking your grandchildren, do you think he think it's wrong? He's dirty.
Yes, he is.
And we cannot treat him sweet. Whosoever, let him use them, they're in the line of fire. I mean, how can you look at Psalm 94 and 1? Look at it again. We'll pray a little longer. I want y'all to read Psalm. Wait till the rest get it. Get the Psalm 94 and 1. We're going to read this. We're going to read this. You are caught so many of you up, why you have never heard it? I know I haven't preached it. You ain't heard it from me. You see, but this prophetic insight and this apostolic wisdom is coming back on the church. Read.
Show thyself.
What?
Show thyself.
What? Show thyself. In vengeance?
Yes.
In case you don't know it, you better listen. Your home just went free. All the hell we've been through all these years, all the things we've been fighting. We're fighting the agent, come right back. We're fighting the agent, come right back. We're fighting the agent, come right back. All the people in this area, all the people in all these parishes and little cities around here, on the New Orleans, this being set free right now. Read the next word. Read the next word. Two. Voice two. Wow. 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 Lift up thyself, thy judge of the earth. It's what the Spirit of God says. God says, tonight, you're turning me loose to do what I always wanted to do for you. Tonight is not one of them little loving, cute prayers. The enemy had to be stopped. Now, you see, you got to relate this in Matthew 18. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. You don't bind nothing, heaven can't do nothing. Whatever you lose. So if you don't lose my vengeance. Who going to lose it? Third voice. As long as you keep your mouth closed, they're going to try them.
Thank you, Lord.
Every wicked person in a certain path better get on their knees right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Because their days of clowning is over with God's commission and God's people. And wherever parish you live. The triumphant moment of the wicked in this commission is over. We're calling for judgment.
Yes.
And the next verse. What hope? What? How long should it utter and speak disrespectful things about God and his work? And all the workers, what they do? That's over. That's old. That's one of the hindrances to your ministry, I'm telling you. People running their mouths and they're being used as agents. And you never loose no vengeance on them. You just grab them and hug them. I love you, I love you. No, they can't be loved. What do you say? In many realms in our lives, the enemy been triumphant because we let him. You're not ready for this. Vengeance is a divine power that corrects things you can't correct. You see that?
Yes, sir.
But because of nice Christians don't know somebody have to use the sword of the Spirit and cut the enemy down. Good voice. Five, read five. What? What are you doing? And do what else? What? What? Look what they do. First, they don't have no respect. They say anything. Say hard things. But then they break in pieces thy people, oh Lord, and afflict thine heritage. We is heritage, you know. Watch what happened in your life. Every one of you, watch what began to happen. Watch what began. There are people going to be exposed. You're going to see it so clear, and they're going to know you know. And what's sad about it, for them, they can't do nothing about it. You call them. Next word. And so, you know, the Lord says, pray for your enemy. What did he say you do? He put a heap of fire on their head. That's vengeance. He's trying to teach you vengeance then. Let's read the 7th verse now, and then we'll get ready to serve it.
Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God take up the body.
You see that? See that? See it. Go to another verse. Go to the next verse. Because the whole psalm is outstanding. Go to the next verse.
Understand, ye foolish among the people, and ye fools, where do ye be wise?
Kind of sacking us out there. Go to the next one. Can he do anything about it? Go to the next verse.
He that chases a heathen shall not be correct. He that teaches a man knowledge shall not be known.
Keep going. Next verse.
The Lord knoweth the thoughts of a man, that they are many.
You see that? Keep going.
Blessed is the man whom God chases, or
Go ahead. That thou may have given him what?
Rest.
From what?
From the days of adversity.
Until the pit be digged for the wicked.
Lord Jesus.
Pits are being dug right now. They wasn't going to get straight. How many more voices you got now? What voice are you on now? Go to the next voice. See that? Go to the next voice. You see that? Go ahead. Oh! Look at the question. Look at the question. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer? Who will stand up for me against the work of iniquity? Who will release the spirit of vengeance? Now, if you ain't right, you get scared yourself, you know. But I know all y'all all right. Go to the next verse. In Solomon. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Silence is over. Go to the next verse. Help me. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Next verse.
And condemn the innocent love. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity.
What?
And shall cut them off in their own wickedness. And the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Glory to God.
Now, let me ask you a question before I close. I got to go back and get ready for tea. Why? He had not cut them all before the night. Religion, that's right. We didn't ask, right? We didn't make a demand. You see. Oh, that's who doing it. Release the spirit of vengeance. And they clear everything up that is unrighteous. You responsible for your city. See? See, for instance, Freedom and I, we were responsible for Gonzalez. We're both Christian men. So we were responsible for what goes on around us. You follow what I'm saying? Y'all understand this? Now, you don't have to do it. You release it. Lord said, just give me the go signal. See, he needed somebody to push the button. In your area where you're at. Release, read that 94 Psalm and release the spirit of vigil. And I have to teach you more about it. My secretary is outlining some things now. I just couldn't get any more. Now I got to teach another class tonight, but there's some more I want to teach you about it. But I sense tonight that we will see divine results. Now, portion alive, as well as we think of changing the lives of people with the word of God. That's our commission. But you see the enemy, and you think about how much, not question about me, how much word have passed through here? And people didn't have a chance to get it. These little cities around here, they're locked in tradition. and they got their own little thing, you know. But there are people who really want to go farther, but they can't because there's blockers. It put people out of family if they try to go any further.
Come on, sir.
Yeah, you would not be invited to no more birthday party.
Come on, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
And so they think they're running things, but they're not. That's just a little praise going, we'll go to work.
Hallelujah.
All right. Y'all study that psalm. Study that psalm. I'll teach you some more about it. In your portion of life, things that are not working is most probably that spirit of vengeance need to be turned loose.